This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Friday, and as you've come to expect, it's a meat Friday. Traegers are all fired up, so are we, because it's taco time. You got steak tacos, you got barbecue pork belly tacos, loaded grilled chicken tacos. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Say good morning to our newest affiliate, 106.1 The Ticket in New Orleans. And Pat Galloway, also Jason Ginty, thank you for bringing us into one of our favorite cities and the host of this year's Super Bowl. And we're there live, Central Time, 8 a.m. Till 11 a.m. New Orleans time. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow, poll question from hour one, and what are we going to go with in hour two, Seton?
Yeah, Dan, up there for hour one, we had an owner sitting in and taking part in the NFL Combine interviews. Is a red flag or good business?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, 67% of the audience are saying it is a red flag.
Massive
red flag. Well, I was going to put up there a player refusing medical exams at the Combine is concerning or standard procedure, but I don't really feel like it is concerning.
No, Caleb Williams is saying, look, I don't want to do a physical for every team.
I totally get that.
Yes, it should be just a universal physical that you then give to the team so they can have that same information. Everybody has the same information. Yes, Paulie.
But this is year one of players refusing to do stuff. We had last week, I think, Athletes First told all their clients, they have a handful of guys going to the draft, they're not taking the S2 cognitive test. They told teams, our athletes aren't doing it. And then we have the number one pick, which is totally his right, saying, I'm not taking the medical. So that's the only thing. This is new.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have my clients take the cognitive test because everything gets shared. It gets leaked. And then what do we focus on? Either the guy who did really, really well or the guy who did poorly. And it felt like there was a kind of a smear campaign against C.J. Stroud last year because it was, oh, can he, at the line of scrimmage, can he make decisions? So is it true or did they leak that he wasn't good at that? And then we saw the year that he had for the Houston Texans. All right, so poll question for hour two. We're going to go with which one, Seton?
Yeah, we're putting up there with the Bears. Would you rather have Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels, a second rounder this year and next year?
Okay. Caitlin Clark announced she is going pro. No surprise there. But that draft comes up quickly, right after March Madness. I've got the odds to win the national title. And then we're going to bring in Holly Rowe, who's been covering Caitlin Clark for the mothership. South Carolina, overwhelming favorite. And then you have two teams tied, second best odds to win the title this year, LSU and Iowa. Then it's UConn and Stanford. That's it. I was surprised that Iowa and LSU are tied with the second best odds there. But right now, South Carolina and Dawn Staley's done an unbelievable job. I think lost all five starters and don't have name recognition, but that's a deep team that she has there. Holly Rowe will be part of ESPN's College Game Day coverage, Ohio State and Iowa. Caitlin Clark needing 18 points to surpass Pete Maravich for the most career points in college basketball history. Always great to see the smiling face of Holly Rowe, who joins us now. What's this experience been like for you covering Caitlin Clark?
It's actually been very wild because, you know, I've been covering women's college basketball for 30 years. I have seen a lot. I have seen the height of UConn's greatness. I've seen Maya Moore, Candace Parker, you know, some of the hype around some of these big athletes. And I just haven't ever seen anything like this. I was in Nebraska the day she had a chance to break the first Division I record. I was in Minnesota night before last. And it is absolute chaos, adoration. You know, little girls, there's thousands of number 22 jerseys, little girls screaming, Caitlin, Caitlin. I mean, it's just really, it's precious. It's amazing. And I think of the legacy that she's leaving. All these little girls, they'll remember this for the rest of their lives. They'll love basketball for the rest of their lives. And I've run into people, like one dad who brought his daughter from Canada, who flew in from Alberta to watch Caitlin Clark play. Another mother of three that drove 1,000 miles from Arkansas to Nebraska to see Caitlin Clark play and Iowa. So it's been really wild.
Feels like it's boy band type stuff, like One Direction or, you know, throw out NSYNC.
And Taylor Swift, come on. It's Taylor Swift at its finest.
Okay.
And boy bands.
Well,
Taylor Swift's the hottest person in sport or in fandom.
Well, I guess just the frenzy surrounding something like that. But you're right. If you want to put, you know, she's the Taylor Swift of sports here with, you know, what's happened. How has she changed in the last couple of years with all of this? Or how has she changed?
No, I would say there's a couple of ways she's changed. Number one, she's had to get an agency. You know, she was doing this and her family were kind of doing this on their own till midway through this season. And the crush just got too big and the sponsorship opportunities just got too big. She's now signed with some of the biggest brands we have in America, you know, in Nike, Gatorade, and Nike, State Farm. And so she's getting help from an agency, and it's really interesting how they navigate. Like, I can put in requests with their sports information people, but then they have to go through the agency to get to her. It's a lot. But her as a person, the only thing she's changed is she's gotten better on the basketball court. She's handling this so well. I've asked her, you know, do you feel pressure? Is this overwhelming? Because I feel overwhelmed at these games with all this crush of people. And she said, no, I'm just enjoying every second. And she is comfortable on the court. She is embracing all of this madness and loving it.
And it's not a collective like NIL. She actually has true sponsors, not somebody taking up money to give to her. Therefore, that should translate to the WNBA. I saw where the sports business reporter Darren Revelle said she's going to take a $750,000 pay cut. And I'm thinking, I don't think they just invested in Caitlin Clark at Iowa. They're investing in Caitlin Clark.
Yes, I think that would probably be wildly inaccurate because she'll only get more marketing money in the WNBA. You know, there is a lot in collectives. There is a lot in NIL and college right now. But there's a lot of money in the WNBA. I mean, stars are making, you know, millions of dollars. Maybe the salaries are not where they need to be. But I promise you, Asia Wilson, Breanna Stewart, the top players in the WNBA are making in the millions with all of their endorsement deals. And Caitlin Clark is the hottest thing. Going to a Midwest team, likely in the Indiana Fever, it's a five-hour drive from Iowa. You don't mean to tell me all these Iowa fans aren't going to drive? They're doing that every weekend anyway to come and see Caitlin Clark play. So I think it's only going to get bigger and better for her. And, you know, the WNBA has marketing money. There is money there. I think that's a little bit of a misnomer. Maybe it's not as much as the men. There's plenty of money there to go around.
We were wondering about this, the impact Steph Curry has had on Caitlin Clark. And if we go back 10 or 11 years ago, I think that's where Steph hit a shot. Mike Breen had the call and it, or 2015, and it was like so deep, the shot, and it looked like it was a bad shot. And I just wonder if she's watching that or what that meant to her when she sees somebody that she wants to emulate. And some of those shots she takes, even, you know, her record setter, like, those aren't good shots for anybody but her. And it's the same thing with Steph. Has she talked about Steph Curry's impact on her?
She has. She's talked about Steph. She's talked about Maya Moore was her favorite player growing up, who played for the Minnesota Lynx. She went to a lot of Lynx games, and she wanted to be like Maya Moore when she grew up. And the kind of the cool story right now, too, is Pistol Pete. You know, she's 18 points away from breaking Pistol Pete Maravich's record. When she was little, they called her Ponytail Pete. And because she was doing this at a very young age as a little kid, she played against boys for much of her life growing up. And she figured out, that's how I can get my shot off, is from deep. and then people suggested to her that she watch Pistol Pete YouTube videos. So she did that as a kid. And then she has grown up in the Steph era. I know he has been a huge influence and mentor of hers. I was able to catch up with Steph at an NBA game last week, and he sent me this really sweet shout out for Caitlin. And what he told me was he loves her game. He loves how fearless she plays. He loves her range, obviously, but he loves the poise with which she's carrying the kind of the weight of women's basketball on her shoulders so gracefully. And he said, I know what it's like to chase records and have these eyes and this pressure. And he said, I'm impressed the most with how she is carrying herself. I thought that was really sweet from Steph.
We're talking to Holly Rowe. She's been on the road with Caitlin Clark. College game day is going to be at Iowa. It's Ohio State against Iowa coming up on Sunday. And Caitlin needing 18 points to surpass Pete Maravich. She was on with us, I think it was a year ago, and I did ask her about maybe staying an extra year. How much thought did she give to that COVID year?
I think she did think about it quite a bit, and she just barely made her decision yesterday. And, you know, I've talked to her at points along the year about it. And she said, I really don't know. I really am not sure. I think there's this real desire to stay and keep giving these fans in Iowa what they want. I mean, these little girls, Dan, I just hope you can watch Sunday and see this. It is so precious. The love and adoration, it's just incredible. But I do think one reality is all of her seniors that she came in with are leaving. You know, and you know what it's like. You don't want to be the old guy at the frat party, right?
Yeah.
And or maybe you do. I don't know. But she's just like, all my friends are leaving. I've been here. I've done what I can. She's broken all the records. You know, she's got one more to go in Pete Maravich. But I think that she understands. She wants to be good in the WNBA. And now is the time. She's young. You know, you don't want too many miles on the tires, as they say. And she plays hard. I think she's ready.
And I guess we're going to have some kind of three-point shooting contest next year where Sabrina's in it, Steph's in it, Caitlin's in it, and then who would be the other person you would put in?
Dame.
Okay.
Dame Lillard.
So you would put Caitlin and Dame versus Sabrina and Steph?
I like it.
Great,
I
mean, TV.
The ratings went up for the All-Star experience when Sabrina and Steph did that competition. I find that really interesting that a WNBA star is helping increase the ratings for the NBA All-Star. That is a really interesting topic. But, you know, it's kind of must-see television, and I love it. It's kind of the battle of the sexes, the battle of the shooters. And I think Caitlin Clark would bring even more eyes to that. Sabrina's a huge star in her own right, but Caitlin Clark's hot right now, and I think that would be much-watched TV.
Great to see you. Thank you again.
Thanks for having me. I love talking to you, and I just want to say you've been the best for a long, long time, and I appreciate you and admire you greatly.
Thank you, Holly. I appreciate that. That's Holly Rowe from the Mothership. She'll be there with the game day crew. It'll be Ohio State at Iowa rematch. That was a great game last time around in Columbus when Ohio State won that one, I believe, in overtime. So Caitlin needs 18 points to surpass Pete Maravich on the all-time scoring list. Rick in Indiana joins us. Good morning, Rick. What's on your mind?
All right, Dan, first-time caller, long-time listener from Boilermaker country here.
All right.
You know, it seems like everybody's forgetting the three M's of college basketball: Maravich, Mount, and Murphy.
No, I mentioned them yesterday.
Okay, well, you know, there was no three-point shot back then. They only played 3 years. So I don't know if she'd have caught up with them, you know, in that length of time. You know, she's a good player. You can't take nothing away from her, but seems like everybody's forgot about these three guys.
Well, I know, but we're trying to compare eras. Just appreciate what Caitlin Clark's doing. And really, when you look at what she's doing, it makes what Pete Maravich did stand out even more. Because now, by comparison, no three-point shot. Pete played 3 years. She's played four. But, I mean, Caitlin Clark is a great player, wonderful player, transformative player. She will have an impact on the women's game the way Steph Curry did, of players trying to emulate her. How many players can you say that about, men or women, where you've changed the game? And she has. She's changed the approach to these games for women. Pete did that too. Steph did that. I mean, there's a handful of players who changed the game. And Caitlin Clark is in that conversation. Absolutely. Alexandro in Oregon joining us.
Hey, buenos dias, mis amigos.
Buenos dias.
So, Dan, I got a set of the day and then a shout out to you guys.
Okay.
So, which one would you like first?
It's your choice.
All right. So, here's my shout out. About a month ago, I was traveling. I was away from home for like a week, and you guys got me through. I listened to you every morning. I was in Utah. Every morning, you guys got me through to remind me of home. So thank you very much to the entire group.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Stat of the day.
Ooh.
So on this day, March 1st, 1997, my wife said, "I do."
That's your stat of the day.
That's my stat of the day.
Okay. Give him a little music there, Marvin. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Joshua in L.A. Hey, Josh, what's on your mind today? Hey, Josh. Josh?
Hello?
What's going on?
Hey, oh, my God. DP, I'm like now, so I'm about to go into surgery. I always think people call you after surgery, but I'm actually about to go into it. I'm getting a genial hurt.
Are you doing the surgery or are you getting surgery done?
No, I'm getting it done. I'm getting inguinal hernia. Anesthesiologist, do you know Dan Patrick? I'm on the phone with Dan Patrick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm about to go in to get hernia surgery. Did any of you guys get that? I'm, like, curious about recovery time.
I've had hernia surgery. Fritzy's had it a couple of times there. Fritzy, any suggestions for Josh, who's going into surgery momentarily?
Just got to tough it out. Is the healing process involved? But after each day, you'll feel a little stronger.
That doesn't help him. Yes, Paul.
Can we listen to the surgery? I've never heard of surgery before. No?
Nah, I don't think so. But I will say that the anesthesia that you get, that's a great sleep that's coming up here, Josh. I will say that.
All right. I can use a good sleep.
Yes, it's a great one. You know, like colonoscopy type sleep, when you wake up from that and you're like, whoa, what just happened? It's like, you know, it's Back to the Future, you know. So good luck. We're all, what, now you have more advice?
I wouldn't do any sit-ups anytime soon. I don't do them ever, but whether you have a hernia or not. But you should probably wait a few weeks before doing any type of ab work.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Josh, good luck. And we'll hopefully hear from you on the other side.
Okay, all right, love you guys. You guys are
okay,
back.
That's Josh going hopefully. Into surgery. Well, you don't know.
Yeah.
You do not know. Yes. Yes, Paulie.
That's our first ever call from a pre-op ward, I think. You know, this guy's about to get the anesthesia guy is the last person you talk to.
Pretty much where you're looking up, those bright lights are on you, and then they get ready to put the mask on you, and then they go, just count down from 10. You never get to 1. You're like, 10, 9, see ya. Yes, Tom.
And they make you sign those pink and yellow forms, basically like, oops, if something happens, you know, you're not going to sue us or your family's not going to come get money from us. All things right. happen in right. surgery.
Thank you, Tom. Paulie?
They do, you know, it'd be a great thing. But people say when they come out of anesthesia, you don't know what you say, but people always tell you what you say. I'd love to hear doctors and family members talk about it, because I've heard some wild stuff.
I don't know if I've ever talked in my sleep, like anesthesia.
Well, like they say when you're coming out of anesthesia, you're talking about like, I need more peanut butter. You know, like you're just rambling until you get coherent.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. No one said, man, do you know what you said? No. Well, I don't know who Sarah is, but it's none of my business. Huh? Yes, Todd.
My surgeon said, I was saying, don't start yet. Don't start yet. I'm not asleep. I was concerned they were going to start digging into me while I was going to feel the pain and be awake for that. So I kept saying it. And then eventually, I guess I went out cold. But I was begging, I'm still up if you're starting.
You're so neurotic.
It's terrible.
You're so neurotic.
That's all I could think of. What if they start and they think I'm out, but I'm not? They must have a series of tests to make sure you're officially out, I guess.
I think the test is when they stick the knife in you.
And you go, oh, what are you doing?
Give us some more stuff.
Killing me.
Yeah.
Felt that.
Ouch.
I think he needs a little more anesthesia.
Yeah. All right, let me take a break. We'll talk to our good buddy, Joey Votto. He wants a team to love him. He needs a team to love him. Nobody's loving him right now. He wants to play one more year. One of our favorite guests. He'll join us next. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What do you got going on here, Marvin?
The King of Wishful Thinking.
Wow, this is snarky.
That's Joey Votto's new nickname? Wow. Why are we getting mean-spirited here? Joey Votto, friend of the show?
No. We like Joey. He's the most funniest.
Down on his luck. Nobody wants him. No teams want him. I mean, no, we're here to pick up his spirits a little bit. Today's Mercedes-Benz interview of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz EV. Makes Mercedes-Benz different is, well, it's electric, and it'll get you there. It's what moves you. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. He's Joey Votto. Free agent, six-time All-Star, won an MVP, 17 years in Major League Baseball, all with the Reds. And here he sits, all alone, with us. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning. So glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Dan.
Yeah. How's morale?
Well, it's low. It's as low as it gets.
Okay.
And at this rate, I don't see it getting any better. But I'm on the show. And I'm here to hawk my wares. I'm hopeful that a Dan Patrick push will get me a job. So here I am.
Oh, so you might be an analyst. Your days playing are over?
Oh, no. I'm here to... Let's get me a baseball job. Oh. Let's play some baseball.
Okay.
No, not an analyst job, no.
Okay. So
funny enough, I've had 10 times the analyst jobs over this offseason than I have had any baseball offers.
What's the best offer you've received so far from a team?
No. Oh, just chatter. Just talk. No firm offer yet. No.
Do you think the beard is helping or hurting you with teams that might be interested in you?
It's I don't know if it's making a difference. I can tell you it's a reflection of my emotional state. You know, last night I was sitting on the couch eating boxes of cookies, watching old Dan Patrick. By the way, Larry Bird's my favorite interview so far.
Okay.
And I've got cookie crumbs on my stomach, cookie crumbs in my beard. You know, I was thinking, wow, things are going pretty good for me right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I still look back when Travis Kelce was first taking his shot and with Taylor Swift, and then you were kind of in the on-deck circle. At least, you know, you wanted to maybe take your shot, and now look at those two. What could have been? You could be traveling the world with Taylor Swift right now, and teams would be offering you a job.
Yeah, it would be a different version of the simulation, as they say, the new saying from the kids. And you know, but no, I it's just not to be, Dan. It's just not to be. So,
I see that you have a guitar behind you.
Yeah. That's actually, so I had everything from my Cincinnati house shipped up. I'm in Toronto, Canada. I had everything, all my, you know, little trinkets and then, you know, clothing, etc. And I had this guitar down in Cincinnati at the house. It was my late father's guitar he used to play. And when I was a boy, we went to a guitar store. And I remember vividly, he didn't have any cash in his wallet. And I just happened to have a little bit of cash on me. And I paid for the guitar, very, very inexpensive guitar. But that was something we shared together at that store. And he played it all the time. And then now I get to have it. So, yeah, it just brings back great memories of my father playing Hotel California and singing it and wanting the family to sing it and then wanting to go on tour as a family and only playing covers of Hotel California together as a group.
Okay.
So, it would have been either a really, really long show, you know, or a short show. So, it just brings back great memories.
Could you give me 300 at-bats this season?
I'd love to give you, you know, 700 plate appearances. I'll take one or 700 plate appearances. My attitude is prepare for the season, be available for anything that comes my way, and then just work. You know, I'll be sincere for a moment, realizing, you know, that jobs aren't flowing. You miss the game. You love the love I feel is coming to the forefront for the game, and I still feel a longing to compete. And I think I'm still good. You know, I really do. Yeah, it's just a beautiful game. I miss the spring and the summer weather. I miss the stadiums. I miss the time in the batter's box. You brought up 300 at bats. You know, every single one of those at bats is memorable and special. And when you don't have them in front of you, you realize how much you miss them.
How scary is retirement?
Yeah, I think the reason why it's concerning to me is because, look, I refuse to make an excuse about my shoulder injury and its recovery. I refuse to, but I do know it was a factor. And the idea of being this, you know, spirit wandering, you know, the middle earth without that sort of finality to my career is intimidating to me. I feel like there's a possibility that if I don't play again, I'll be in a bit of a purgatory of not having the opportunity to prove to myself it's over, or no, you can still do it and at full strength. And so that's the thing that stands out the most to me. You know, I get excited about the idea of retirement, you know, traveling, doing some traveling, hopefully starting a family one day, having a consistent routine, but I'm just not there yet mentally, and I've prepared as much as I possibly could have.
Yeah, it's sometimes retirement chooses you. You don't choose retirement. And right now you have teams, by their inactivity, are really giving you the message that maybe you don't want to, you know, consume, but it might be the reality that you won't have an opportunity to play again.
Yeah, to be fair, though, the free agent market has ground to a halt. You know, last year's Cy Young winner still doesn't have a job. You know, there's plenty of likely nine-figure players, certainly eight-figure contract players that don't have jobs yet. I don't know what to say other than you may be absolutely correct. That's not a language I speak to myself. You know, when I was coming up through the minor leagues, or excuse me, when I was coming up in high school, I remember being outside of a batting cage, and I'm 16, 17 years old, and a boy says to me, you know, what are you going to do after high school? And I said, without hesitation, I'm going to play professional baseball. And he laughed in my face. And he was like, what are you talking about, dude? Give me a break. And that hurt. And then I remember being in the minor leagues and someone asked me, you know, how long do you want to play in the major leagues for? And I said, what do you mean? I'm going to win like multiple most valuable players. You know, I just don't operate in a way that I'm, you know, I don't think like, I'm ready. I don't feel like I had that quit language, and I want someone to, you know, just finish me as far as like, I'm trying to think of an appropriate, you know, for this G show, but you know, just stomp on my skull and finish me. And I'm going to keep fighting all the way to the end sort of thing. So.
What if the Angels,
proverbially, rhetorically.
What if the Angels reached out and said, we'll give you the league minimum?
I'd have to ask my agent if that's a fair market deal. You know, I don't know enough. I don't know what the market looks like.
Well, how important is money as opposed to still being able to put on a uniform?
It's that sweet spot of how important is money? Money does a couple things for you. And I'm not saying like in your bank account, I'm saying it buys you additional at bats because they've invested in you. It buys you leverage. you know, I suppose just playing well solves that, but at no point in time, are you ever in a position of power? So as far as like money being a factor, I'm going to let my agent dictate. To be honest with you, I can only speak so much about that. I've had two contracts from the team that drafted me that basically were in the flow of my prime where, you know, I negotiated relatively hard, but I was never in a position of weakness. And so I don't know, I guess I'm speaking out of turn in terms of what the money, what the dollars mean. Mm-hmm. So forgive me if I'm sounding like I don't know what I'm talking about.
I can hear it in your voice. You're normally upbeat. We have fun. It's not.
You asked me retirement questions. You asked me.
Yeah, but that's the reality of this.
Yeah.
Like the elephant is in the room, and I have to address that there's a real possibility you don't play again.
Yeah, there is a real possibility.
So these aren't fun questions, but it is my job to ask the real questions. So that's why I ask. Would you be a part of a managerial staff?
I have no interest in that. I spent the last, from November 1, we met after when I was in Iceland, and I went on to England and Spain. I had a lovely month trip. But from November 1 until this very day, I mean, after the second I get done with this, I've got my training prep and then my physical therapy again, with the intent on getting to a perfect place physically. I'm not training to be a manager or training to be a front office member or an announcer. You know, the degree of difficulty just gets significantly higher as you get older. And as the league gets to know your tendencies and as you get injured and, you know, all these things culminate to a razor, razor thin sort of margin for error. And I'm just in a place where I want to prep, give myself the best opportunity. And then, you know, I was over at my buddy's house, with his wife and kids, and he had a sign laying on the ground. He's probably listening right now. He had a sign laying on the ground that said, love like you're never going to get your heart broke. Sort of thing. And that's the way I feel about this scenario. I'm going to go all the way in. And if it gets taken from me, you know, I've had a freaking great run, Dan, a great run. And I've checked every box, achieved every goal. But I feel like my attitude towards this is as healthy as it gets, because I've got a new challenge. So I'm not doing it for the money. I'm not doing it for the fame. I'm not doing it for the accolades or the stat padding. I'm doing it for the genuine love of competition. And if it doesn't come my way, I'll accept that and move on. And, come on with you as an analyst in some capacity to catch up on tight, see-through pants, what have you. But, you know, as it stands right
that's
now.
That's what I'm, you're missing out on. You want to wear the see-through pants. I know what's going on. I'll get you a pair. You can wear it around the house if you want to. What happened to you in your last at bat?
Yeah, I was just, frustrated with the day.
But what was the end result of the last? What could be your last at bat?
No, I was ejected from the game. We were in St. Louis on a day game, right? You're laughing. I was in St. Louis on a it was a day game, and by the way, St. Louis fans gave me a lovely applause when I walked up to bat. I mean, what generosity! But I remember vividly being in a foul mood when I walked up, ready to compete, and I struck out, went back to the dugout. And I went underneath and I slammed a bat. I was actually quite disappointed that I was so upset that I slammed a bat after the strikeout, and went to the dugout, snagged an iPad, looked at that bat, saw that it was not a strike during the middle of the bat, which is typically when you don't get upset. And I started hollering at the umpire. And he's a great umpire with a steady demeanor, but you can't holler from the bench bullying or just, disrupting the game. And he threw me out, and I walked up, I ran up to him, and I wasn't even angry. I ran up to him and I go, that ball's inside. This could be my last game. I said those words. This could be the last game. And he said, why'd you get thrown out, Joey? Why did you yell at me? You knew that this was going to prompt an ejection. And I said, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. All right. Have a good game. Take care. Uh-huh. And you see on the video, I touch him on his side or on his arm. And I said, you're absolutely right. All right. Take care. You know, that was it.
All right. Stay in touch. Good luck. If I can help you in any way, let me know. Okay.
Appreciate it, Dan.
All right, bud. It's Joey Votto. Anybody want classy guy? Good locker room guy. And not afraid to get thrown out of a game as well. He's ready. So got an MVP, 294 career average, 356 home runs, 2,100 hits. The MVP as well. Six All-Star appearances. Yeah, Paul.
Worked in a nice little compliment to the Cardinals fans at the end.
Yeah, he did.
Smart move.
Yeah.
They would love him.
He's one of those guys, if he's on your roster, he's going to help your roster. He will.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
LeBron. Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Sun talks about closing in on 40,000 career points. How amazing is that? 40,000. Also, the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast. You had Bad Larry, Shea and Irving, and Dylan, the graphics guy. They took the Wonderlic test yesterday, and we had some surprising results. I'll have that information for you coming up. He is Louis Riddick, our good buddy from the mothership. He is in Indianapolis at the Combine, former Washington and Eagles director of pro personnel, and, of course, a former NFL defensive back, part of SportsCenter's coverage, NFL Live as well, and Lewis joins us. How important is this whole process, the scouting process, to the draft?
It's important, Dan, because it's another piece of the puzzle, and probably one of the most important pieces in regards to, one, obviously player health, because all 32 teams' medical staffs are here, and they all get to put their hands on you, so to speak, and take a look at you, although I guess from what I hear, maybe that some players don't even want to do that now at this point. And number two, it gives you a chance to really, outside of the Senior Bowl, which was the first opportunity, it's your second opportunity now to kind of sit in a room in a formal interview setting in front of, maybe like in the case of Washington, your owner, general manager, the head coach, the coordinator, the position coach, maybe the area scout, college scouting director. And they have like 15 minutes to try and peel back some of the layers real quick about who you are and get to know you a little bit in a face-to-face, in a face-to-face way. Now, some people don't put a whole lot of emphasis even on that anymore, simply because in these 15 minutes, these kids are so scripted sometimes. It's almost like talking to a wall. It's like talking to a robot. I've been in some of those meetings where it's just like, we just wasted 15 minutes of our time.
But are you asking football questions or real world, real life questions?
It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. I think from the real world perspective, Dan, you should go in there knowing pretty much 95% of what this guy is about from a behavioral standpoint, from a character standpoint. So nothing in this meeting actually shocks you. I guess what would shock you in these kind of meetings is when a guy kind of lies about something that you already know about and you just want to see if he'll be truthful about it. That's probably a bigger red flag than finding out new information, is when someone lies and misrepresents who they are. I've been in those situations too where, man, it's been an immediate turn off, maybe even removing a guy off the board because of the fact that you just know you can't trust him.
If you were in with Caleb Williams, and let's say you were still in a front office position, what do you want to ask Caleb Williams?
I really want to ask him about, like, what's the structure of his life going to be like as far as the kind of people who are advising him, who are going to influence his daily decisions as far as, you know, how he is going to integrate himself into the community of the place where, you know, he gets drafted to, who's coming along with him, what role are they going to kind of play in his life as far as, again, managing his mindset as it relates to his career, managing his mindset as it relates to endorsements, managing his mindset and kind of like shaping his mindset as far as his personal life. See, those are all the things, all those distractions, I don't want to say distractions, but all those life things, I've seen those kind of things derail uber talented players more so than a scout or scouting director or a team getting it wrong about a player from a physical perspective. All those life things mess people up more so than anything.
You want to know the infrastructure of the player you're going to, and certainly if you're going to take a quarterback, certainly if you're going to take somebody number one overall.
That's right. Because, and it's hard, man. It's hard to sometimes get at the authentic individual because they are so programmed and coached up to kind of keep it so vanilla that you can't really get a good feel for it. And so, you know what? So sometimes you almost have to go, you know, you almost have to play a little bit of a game of cat and mouse with these dudes. Like, so you're like, for instance, you bring a guy in for a top 30 visit into your organization, in your home facility. The guy who goes and picks up that guy, a lot of times you're downloading information from that person about how were they when they got in the car? Who were they on the phone with? What were they having conversations about? How did they treat you? Were they complaining about the fact that maybe they weren't in first class or that, you know, the car that you're picking them up in isn't nice enough? Because I've been involved in that too. And then that guy who's like complaining and moaning and constantly just being a pain in the ass, to be quite honest with you, well, as soon as they get to your facility, then it's yes, sir, no, sir, I'm just happy to be here, sir, I love it here, sir, et cetera, et cetera. And you're sitting there going, but the person who just picked him up, who was an intern, tells you, this guy was insufferable. He complained the whole time. He was like, he was on the phone telling his family, I hope to God I don't get drafted there. We've had that happen.
Is this a real story?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I'm not going to say who it was, but it absolutely is.
Did you draft him?
No. And he wound up kind of busting out of the league after being a day two draft pick, who many thought would be a day one draft pick. Mm. He busted out of the league pretty quickly.
Talking to Lewis Riddick of the Mothership, he's at the Combine in Indianapolis. Hand size still matter? That's going to be a big deal when the numbers come out today or tomorrow?
Yeah, when it comes to quarterbacks, for sure, man. Because ball security, right? Every week, what's the number one thing you probably hear analysts talk about all the time? Turnovers. Coaches, what do they talk about? Turnovers. Guys with little hands who put the ball on the ground? I mean, it freaks scouts out. Because what they're saying, look, they don't ever – scouts and GMs never want a paper trail coming back to them that points to something that they overlooked and or didn't put enough emphasis on that ultimately winds up costing the team games. And quarterbacks putting the ball on the ground because they can't grip it in all kinds of weather, that's one of the easiest things in the world to kind of like obviously assess in terms of hand size. I mean, you know Russell. Will you ever shake Russell Wilson's hand? It's huge.
Yeah.
Gigantic. He doesn't have a whole bunch of ball security issues throughout the course of his career, and he throws in all kinds of weather. So, yeah, that's still going to be a big deal.
Why does it feel like Sean Payton wants to move on from Russell Wilson? Where's the magic that Russ once had?
You know, like as people, man, like sometimes we just have these, you know, these preferences as far as how we, you know, what kind of people that we jive with and what kind of people.
So this is a personality conflict?
I absolutely believe it is. Absolutely. It's followed Russ around too much for it not to have some truth to it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, too many people point to the fact that, man, the guy's become real corporate. He seems so programmed. He seems so full of himself. Even if that's not true, that's the vibe you get from him. And some, look, you know, Sean's type A, right? Sean's like Mr. Ultimate Alpha. I control everything. There's no way that's going to mix. There's no way. And the kind of outburst that he had on the sideline with a guy, I mean, Russell Wilson has Hall of Fame statistics.
Yeah.
You don't yell at a guy like that the way he yelled at him. You just don't. The only guy who really got it, look, even Bill never, I never saw Belichick like publicly undress Tom Brady the way I saw Sean Payton undress Russell Wilson this year. He may have done it in a team meeting room, but he never did it publicly to where it was like just flat out embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's his personal.
All right, you're running the Bears. You're on the clock. What are you doing?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Yep, here we go.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Man, see, all right, here's what I'm doing. If I have all the information like they have, and I do believe that it wasn't only just Luke Getsy that led to the underperformance of Justin Fields, but I felt as though Justin Fields' upside was lower than what I believe Jaden Daniels' upside is. Jaden Daniels is the guy I'm picking.
Okay. Every year, every quarterback gets a week where we fall in love with them. This is Jaden Daniels' week.
Oh, No. I'll tell you what. Like last year, when the debate was raging about CJ versus Bryce, okay, and everyone was like, Bryce is magic outside the pocket. Bryce is magic outside of structure. Remember, don't forget, don't worry about this year. Think about his Heisman Trophy year. Bryce. With CJ, it was. CJ is the guy who just, you know, he benefited from all the weapons that he has. Ohio State quarterbacks never turn out right. He messed up this whatever test that they gave him, and Houston didn't like him, all this stuff. I was one of those people who was like, look, there's something about CJ Stroud had some of the best throws I have seen in a long, long time at Ohio State. And the people there who I trust gave me the straight and narrow about him. Jaden Daniels, the more people I trust are giving me the straight and narrow about him, how he's conducting himself here, and the way I watch his progression from Arizona State to just this past year, this Heisman Trophy year. This isn't just all of a sudden where I'm going, man, you know what? I think I kind of like this guy.
No, I'm talking about the media.
Oh, I got you.
Is falling in love. Not you, but the media. Now Orlovsky said, oh, I would take him number one overall. It feels like there's this weekly moment. Like next week could be Drake May, where people are going to go, man, Drake May. Like we tend to do this because we got to have something to talk about.
There are some people in the media and otherwise, like Tim Hasselbeck.
Oh, yeah.
Swears by Drake May.
Yes.
Swears by him.
Yeah.
Mark Tannenbaum thinks that Drake May is going to be – could be like Justin Herbert. He thinks he reminds him of him. Quite honestly, what's funny is the guy who a year ago people were, and even this year to some degree, were comparing to Patrick Mahomes, that being Caleb Williams, has all of a sudden started to fall out of favor, and we haven't played any games in 2 months. And all of a sudden, he's like, well, he's the third best now.
That's how crazy this gets.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. But I wonder, if you're the Bears and you really think that Jaden Daniels is equal, if not better, than Caleb Williams, yep, how do you do that? How do you play Washington that Washington will still trade up to get Caleb Williams? Like, you can't tip your hand, but right, you want Washington to give you something to go up to get Caleb Williams, even though you may not want to keep that pick and take Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I think, you know what, that's where you start leveraging relationships amongst, you know, the rest of the general managers. And you quite honestly, you say, hey, look, is there one of these players that you want, that you definitely want, that you know that you're going to tell us who you're going to take? You're going to tell us who you're going to take.
Wait, and so are you with the Bears? Are you still with the Bears?
I'm saying I'm with the Bears.
Okay, so are you saying to Washington,
if Washington says this, because Cliff Kingsbury's there, right, and Cliff has coached Caleb,
yeah,
and I don't want Caleb. I mean, I'd take him, but I would prefer Jaden. And I say, hey, look, who do you want? Who are you? And if they called me and said, hey, look, we want to get into the number one spot because we want to draft Caleb, and our intel tells us, you know, that you're considering obviously taking him, clearly, but we want to make sure we get our guy because that's who Cliff told us we need to take. I'd let him take. Then I would make the deal, especially if in my back of my mind, I like Jaden anyway. So go ahead and take him. If you want to assure yourself you can get him, go ahead.
See, if I'm Washington, I would call your bluff and say, you take whoever you want, Chicago, and we're going to take the next guy.
But if you call me...
No, I can't call you. I can't call you. I want you to call me because then I have a little bit more leverage. If I call you, I don't have leverage.
That's true. But if you really want Caleb, you'll call me.
I really want him. But, man, consolation, I can't overpay if I think they're that close. I'm not going to overpay. We've seen too many teams that get desperate and they do that, and I would not do that.
That's true. But you know what? Here's the only thing I would say, though, is this. When you have someone on the inside, and let's just assume that Cliff Kingsbury right now is hammering Dan Quinn and Adam Peters saying, Caleb is who we have to have. I coached him. We can trust him. And they're like, well, we don't really know what Ryan's going to do. So, you know what? Okay, I'll give him a call and see, you know, whether or not we can strike a deal so we can assure ourselves of getting him. As soon as as soon as my phone rings and I see it's Adam Peters, I'm going into, so what are you calling for, bud? What do you want to get up here? I'm not giving him any indication of what I'm thinking, and it may fall exactly the way I want. I get the guy I want and I add some more draft picks, which would be ideal.
Yeah, if you're the Bears, that would be great. If you want Jaden Daniels, you want Washington to think you would still take Caleb, they'll trade right up. You get some draft capital, as we like to say, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? I'm sure Ryan, if let's just assume that Ryan Poles would be thinking that. I mean, that's why you have to keep it vanilla. You have to keep it out. You have to constantly put out there that message of, we're considering all options. Heck, we might even just keep Justin Fields. Of course, we like all the quarterbacks. Yeah, you want to keep it you want to stay as poker face as possible.
What did you think of the movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner?
I've never watched it from beginning to end. I've never watched it.
But it's about the front office and making decisions and then, you know, a coach.
You know, I know. I don't know why. I just never wanted to sit down and see and watch Kevin Costner play out something that I was going through in real life. You know, I was like, yeah, because you know what? I'll probably just get bitter and be like, that's not true. Just being, you know, and be that old grumpy, get off my lawn. You don't know what you're talking about, guy.
Have fun there in Indy. Always great to catch up with you. Thanks for joining us.
Of course, man. Thank you.
That's Lewis Riddick, ESPN NFL college football analyst, and spent time in the NFL and a few teams in the front office. So always a great person to talk to. Before we go to break, we did the Wonderlic test yesterday on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. And you can listen to that at your own peril at danpatrick.com. So it's Shea and Irving, Dylan the graphics guy, Bad Larry, and here's a segment of Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. Somebody had 34. Somebody had 33. Somebody had 25.
I mean, if you're just going based on appearances, I would probably put Shea at the bottom.
Yeah.
Appearances?
Yeah. What the? Look at your... Are you saying he looks stupid?
I mean, yeah.
You look homeless, Dylan.
Shea had a 25.
See, I was right.
He is stupid. Bad Larry, you had a 33. Dylan had a 34.
Yeah. We did the Wunderlich test. And Shea passed on all the math questions. Couldn't do it, Danny. So, and then Bad Larry was on the honor system because he wasn't in the room with Dylan. But Dylan got a 34, which is very respectable. Very respectable.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.